Allosaurus are cooperative hunters, so as two of them move down to take on their adversary head-on, the third moves off in a different direction in an effort to outflank the Ceratosaurus. We see this sort of ambush maneuver in modern lions and sometimes wolves. If you can keep your opponent's attention focused in one direction, it allows for a surprise attack from the other.
One of them took advantage of the Stegosaurus' vulnerable position and used her as a platform. The Ceratosaurus began to move away from the Stegosaurus. With incredible force, the third Allosaurus crushed the unsuspecting Ceratosaurus. We now know that some Stegosaurus could have as many as 8 spikes on their tail.
The massive weight on the female Stegosaurus causes her body to lean forward. This frees her tail. The moment she feels her tail's become free, she swings it with every bit of remaining energy she has, and it lands a direct hit.
The location of the bones tells the story. One Allosaurus down. A few steps away, the motionless body of the Ceratosaurus. A Stegosaurus struggled to free herself from this muddy trap. Next to her, the lifeless body of her offspring. 100 meters away, another dinosaur arrived.
A family of Camarasaurus moves down to the lake bed. Leading them is a huge male. Its sheer size is enough to deter almost any attacker. The Allosaurus are now faced with a difficult choice. Do they continue their attack on the Stegosaurus, or do they dare take on something as huge as a Camarasaurus?
I would say that under normal circumstances, a Camarasaurus was such a big animal that it didn't really have to worry about attack very often. We certainly know that sometimes they get stuck in the mud. And in a situation like that, if it's isolated from the rest of the herd, Allosaurus may have taken a chance.